What's going on, fam, and welcome back to the Alex Duenas podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas. Man, as I'm looking at my analytics, the video before this one, your great days are ahead of you, got a good amount of views. 18, baby! Yo, give me a few years. You're going to be like, man, that has like 1,000 views now. I'm like, I know, wow. You know, consistency. And hopefully you guys got a good bit out of that. But today's podcast is quit saying cliche shit if you ain't doing it. Alright? I'm gonna call you up. What I mean by that? I get a lot of people, maybe you've said this times, I've said it, we've all said it, most people, you know, that are on this path of personal development. It's like, oh, you gotta be uncomfortable, you can't stay comfortable, you know, with this little, like, okay, that means nothing if you're not doing anything to stay uncomfortable, okay? Seriously, okay? What does that mean? Well, feeling uncomfortable means you don't feel almost like safe. I was thinking about that. Because when you're comfortable, you feel safe. So in a sense, being like uncomfortable means you're not going to feel safe. It doesn't feel good at all. So it's funny because the podcast before this, like your great days are ahead of you. And great days make you feel good, you know. So you're like waiting for that great day because you feel like you're uncomfortable. But really, are you? Sometimes the byproduct of the pain you're going in is because you're too comfortable. You get that? You're waking up a little later. You're not really working out as much. You're not going as hard as you can in the gym. You're not really eating the way you should be eating. You try to go on a little calorie deficit, and you're like, I'm hungry. Oh, let me just have a little bit bite of this. And just the other day, I was talking to someone on a call. He's like, yeah, man, I have my macros, but man, I get hungry, man. I love food. And he's like, I'll just have like an orange. I'll have this, you know, I'll have my meal, but you know, I'll have something afterwards, you know? And I'm like, motherfucker, yeah, you're fucking lacking discipline, man. Like, you don't like to be uncomfortable. Welcome to the fucking cut. You know, I guess some people ask me, Alex, what do I got to do to lose body fat? You got to fucking stay hungry. Well, that's not healthy. I'm like, motherfucker, you aren't healthy. You get it? Well, I want to practice my discipline. Wake up at 3 or 4, maybe even 5 sometimes. Okay? Well, that's really tough, Alex. Yeah, well, welcome to fucking being uncomfortable, all right? Weren't you preaching, oh, you always got to stay uncomfortable? Okay. Everybody wants to grow, but nobody wants to be able to go through the thing that makes them fucking feel not so good. Everybody wants to lay it down when the alarm goes off. I've done it too. Trust me, I've done it. I've laid it down too. So I ain't gonna fucking lie. So, like, 3 o'clock goes around, lay back down, 3:15. Fuck, gotta get up, come on. You know, I ain't fucking perfect either. I ain't no fucking, like, messiah. So, there's times too when I have my snacks in with my cereal. You know, and there's times where I don't fucking have my snacks with cereal. And here's the truth. I have my cereal, I still look shredded. But it's not about that. It's I know consciously. See, it's conscious. Like, you know, fuck, I should have woken up earlier. Fuck, I should have gone hard at the gym. Fuck, I shouldn't have snacked. See, like, I can say shred it and eat my cereal, but my conscience is like, no, motherfucker, don't fucking eat that shit. Yeah, so what? You can look better than most people even eating the cereal you want. But it's not, but you know deep down that you don't need it. It's not going to help you, and it's not going to help your discipline. So don't fucking do it. So when I go against that, I'm like, fuck me, dude. So that's why for me, being uncomfortable is also saying, it's not extreme, but it's like, okay, can you say no to that small piece of food? You had your last meal at fucking 5, you've been up since 3, you're going to eat more, you know? So being uncomfortable means you're not going to always feel good. Financial risks. I've been taking financial risks for such a long time, honestly, okay? I've literally have gone out and moved with $2,000 in my name. I've invested into courses. I've saved up $3,000, and the course was $3,000. And I've had maybe an extra like $250 somewhere, and I would just throw all that money into it. Fuck it, I don't care. Like, I'm trying to fucking level up, and sometimes those courses would not come about to anything. So I lost money there. I've lost money on many things. And the truth of the matter is this. I knew that if I didn't bet on myself, that I knew for a fact I wasn't ever going to get to where I want to go. You know, at the end of the day, taking financial risks is putting your money somewhere where you might, if it works, you're going to win big. And if it doesn't work, you're out of fucking money. All right? That's the truth of it. That's what it really is. And a lot of people aren't willing to fucking do that. And what allows me to do that is, motherfucker, if I don't make... I'm always betting on that I'm going to win. You have to learn to bet on yourself knowing that you're going to win eventually. But how do we do that, Alex? By making sure that you fucking show up and you follow through to your word. You get that. Every time that you don't follow through with your word, you're not feeling too fucking... You're not believing too much in yourself. Because in the back of your mind, you know yourself. You know you cop out. You know you tap out. You know you quit. You know, you don't, you know, it's when it gets tough and the going gets tough, you get going, you leave. And so you fucking bitch out of the fucking, the work. And what ends up happening, there is no worth. You don't instill that belief in yourself. You instill so much doubt because you have been missing. You have been fucking sidelining and getting comfortable. You're like, oh, let me sleep a little bit. Let me just skip the gym. It's been a long day at work. Oh, let me just order some takeout. Oh my God, let me just, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you're just doing all the shit that makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel fucking good. So, realize that the next level is never going to be convenient. It's never going to feel good. Once you get that momentum, you got to keep going with it. You got to keep going with it. You can't stop it. Literally. Because it's only going to keep you where you're at. I always say keep pushing forward, have faith in God, have faith in yourself. But you must start to build world-class habits. If you don't build world-class habits, you're going to have a fucking reason to not believe in yourself. God damn, is everybody and their fucking mothers out right now? God damn. You see what I'm saying? I can bet on myself because I fucking show up. Have I always been this way? No, dude. I haven't always been this way. Again, there's times where I have a little success and then I go back to being comfortable. You know, for me, it was going back to like women, porn and going out with a couple of my friends or going to a festival. As much as I fucking love festivals, was it 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago. There's times where I started making some great money because I was getting more clients, you know, like people were hitting me up more. I'm like, yeah, now I get to go have fun. And so I would go seek pleasure. I went to like 4 different festivals that year. I got sick like 2-3 times. And I found myself again in a fucking hole of finances. I'm like, motherfucker, why? Well, motherfucker, because you put in the work and then you got comfortable. You put in the work, then you got comfortable. What's the difference now? It doesn't matter how much I make. I'm still sticking to the I'm still applying more adversity to my life. Shit, I apply more adversity to my life now. Even more adversity. I tighten up on my diet. I'm financially getting better. Good. How much harder can I make it on myself? Good. How many more people can I talk to? Good. I keep my wake up time. 3 a.m. Let's go. Let's keep working now. No fucking cereal. Stick to it. And when things get tough emotionally, which they have, if you look back 3-4 podcasts before, good. How do I stay fucking more disciplined? How do I stay more disciplined? How do I keep pushing through this? Stay uncomfortable. And it can start with that wake up time. Have a non-negotiable wake up time. When people tell me, Alex, like, how do I work on my mindset? I'm like, what book should I read for mindset, Alex? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give you something better than a fucking book to work on your mindset. All right. Wake up at 3, 4, I even say 5, even 5, fuck it, for the next 90 to 120 days in a row. Don't fucking miss. Don't fucking miss. And watch what's going to happen. That will teach you more about mindset than any fucking book you read. Well, how is that going to happen? Because you're going to find out more about who you are. You're going to find out how you negotiate with yourself. You're going to find out when you fucking tap out. And if you can learn to realize that, damn, this is where I start tapping out. When it gets a little bit difficult, when I get only 3 hours to sleep, there's no way I can get up. There you fucking go. That is your next level. When you realize you're not going to get that much sleep, what do you do? What are you going to do when everything is fucking tough? And what's one day of you getting 3 hours of sleep compared to the other days that you get 5 or 6 hours of sleep, okay? That's going to test you. Are you still going to get up even if things are not convenient? Again, your next level is not going to be convenient. It's going to push you. It's going to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm tired. Nobody that's fucking successful in life is full of energy and is always up and bumping. They're fucking tired, motherfucker. Shit's hard. Shit's tough. But that's fine. That's what makes you pride. That's what makes you proud. That's what makes you so much more different. Stand out. You walk into a room. This motherfucker's been through some shit. He's been through it. He's put himself through the ringer because he wants better. He wants to be proud of who he is. And we are not proud of who we are when we take the easy route. We are not proud of ourselves when we have disrespectful habits. We are only proud of ourselves when we respect our habits and we respect what we do on a daily basis. Take that with you today. Stop fucking slacking off. Stop being so comfortable. Don't play it so fucking safe. You're not going to get out alive. Last thing you want to do is tiptoe to fucking death. Tiptoe to your fucking graveyard. Get after it.